Today I've decided to bite the bullet and cancel one of the phone contracts that I currently have. I have two phone contracts. I'm kind of tied to O2, as many people are that have the iPhone, and there's not a lot I can do around that. So I'm going to ditch Vodafone. Vodafone, who I've been with for many, many years and have an absolutely phenomenal contract. Which has expired now, but I get loads of minutes and loads of texts and loads of all kinds of stuff, but it's still over £30 a month, which I could really do with not spending. I don't even use my iPhone for phone calls because the phone number is not as cool as the one on the Vodafone, so I'm porting that over to my iPhone, and my Nokia N95 will, to a certain extent, become not obsolete, obsolete to me, I suppose. It'll become like a spare part. I will be a one phone person, or more importantly, a one contract person. As I sit here next to my snoring son, can you hear him? Right, he stops as soon as I put the phone under his nose. A lot can happen in 18 months. I'm sure I'll see that with the growth of my child, but you just have to look at technology and look at how fast it moves. 18 months, I've been told, is the equivalent to about 6 years in technology. Phones are coming out, so much is happening, it's just moving so fast. How dare the phone companies want to tie us to a contract for 18 months? It makes me feel sick that we haven't all got up and had a consumer revolution over all of this. It's ridiculous. Not that we should be buying new devices every year, but we should at least be able to buy our own devices and then not have to worry by supplementing the purchase of those devices by being chained to a company or an organization for a long period of time. I understand there are some movements out there to try and get this down to 6 months, and the first companies that start doing good, honest contracts over a 6 month period are really going to have my vote. 3 months, even better, but I can't see that happening soon. So let's have some kind of consumer revolution. When I phoned up Vodafone, I said to them, when they send you through to the channels and the people, how can we keep you? How can we keep you? What can we offer you? And they keep throwing stuff at you. I say, give me a 3 or a 6 month contract. That's all I want. That's it. They know they cannot offer you that at the moment. They don't have the infrastructure in place. They're fighting a losing battle. They've lost me as a customer. They've lost my, I mean, at the moment, I think I'm paying £70 or £80 a month on my phone bill, so they can kiss that goodbye. If they had a 6 month contract, I will be with them for at least another 6 months. Let's kind of try and stand together on this. And if you do have more than one phone contract, phone up the contract you like the least, cancel it, and tell them why you're cancelling it. We are so wasteful, and it's not our fault most of the time. We just seem to be so stuck in our ways and chained to some ridiculous terms and conditions. You wouldn't do anything for that long normally. 18 months is a hell of a long time. That said, I'll probably be signing up to the next iPhone for 18 months because there's not a lot else out there. But I'll be doing as much research as possible beforehand. I might even try to campaign Apple and try and get them to start thinking more respectfully over their consumers, their loyal supporters, as so many of us are. 18 months, sort it out. Makes me feel sick just thinking about it.